shallow. You always got to be ready for the changes that come before you. And Pastor will send you some changes. And I thank God that I've been able to rally to the call. But as our pastor will do every Sunday, I ask you to reach your hand toward the pastor to the high heavens. And repeat after me. Preacher, bless us.
Preacher, bless us.
Through the word of God.
Through the word of God.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus'
amen.
Name.
Amen. I now present to you the Reverend Dr. Wilson Good.
Oh, I greet you in the name of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I said that he is worthy to be praised. He's worthy to be praised. I'm just delighted to be here today to help Pastor and First Lady celebrate their 15th pastoral anniversary here. Oh, you can do better than that. Oh, you can do better than that. You can do better than that. If you don't love him, act like you love him anyway. It's always good to have a mayor that knows how to pray, Mayor Jackson. All right. Believe me, from someone who knows, you need to know how to pray in the mayor's office. Let me make a couple corrections. I've been a member of First Baptist Church of Pasco for 61 years. 61 years. Came there in 1954. I've been actually preaching for only 18 years. Only 18 years. So I was not preaching when I came. I was both the vice chair and chair of the Board of Deacons for 25 years. For 25 years. I'm just so delighted to be here and to be a part of this service. If you have your Bibles, turn with me to 1 Thessalonians, the 5th chapter, just 2 verses. Starting with the fifth verse. 5th chapter, rather, 12, verses 12 through 13. It reads as follows. My friend, we ask you to be thoughtful of your leaders who work hard and tell you how to live for God. Show them greater respect and love because of their work. Amen. Let's pray. Oh, gracious, wise, and amazing God, I'm so humble just to stand here in this sacred place. And I know, Lord, I don't deserve to be here. But thank you, Lord, for looking beyond all of my imperfections and calling me to preach your word anyhow. Lord, you know this pastor. You know his heart. You know his passion. You know everything there is to know about him. So Lord, thank you for sending him to this place. And Lord, thank you for equipping him to be your modern day prophet in this city, in this state, and indeed throughout the nation. Lord, as I come now to say a word to your people, Lord, I don't know what I would do without you. So Lord, send your anointing that I may preach your word with power. In Jesus' name, amen. My friends, we ask you to be thoughtful of your leaders who work hard and tell you how to live for the Lord. I want to talk about God's man. God's man. In my life, I have come across many who are called by God to do special work. Some teachers are called by God. Some bus drivers are called by God. Some, I believe, in every profession are called by God. I recently read a book on George Washington Carver, the brilliant chemist who found so many uses for peanuts and the sweet potato, among others, and he speaks of the providential hand of God in all of his inventions. He speaks of being called at age 8 without a church or a preacher. Living in the rural South, he was not permitted to attend church because he lived in an all-white community. So God calls many to carry out many tasks. But I believe there is none other like God's call on men and women to be his messengers, to be his special agent, to deliver his message to the saved and unsaved alike. These messengers are called on to interpret and speak to his people eternal truths. And all are unique, bringing different gifts to what God called them to do. So today I've come to honor this man of God named Darrell Armstrong for using his many gifts to bless so many, not only in Shiloh, but throughout the state and indeed around the nation. We honor him as a friend, as a pastor, as a preacher, a protector, advisor, husband, father, and a lover of people. When I first met Darrell Armstrong, he was already a preacher. And from the very beginning, I knew that he was in love with Jesus, and that Jesus was in love with him. And he loved preaching God's word. I knew he was special. I knew that he was God's man. So we honor today God's man who has labored in the vineyard for 15 years here in an unselfish and uncompromising way. He's been unselfish in his service, uncompromising in his pursuit of the truth as revealed through God's word. He has been a preacher, a teacher, a counselor, a role model, a visionary, an activist in a world where unethical and unprofessional conduct is the norm rather than the exception, he has been God's man, upholding truth, defending principle, and advocating righteousness. Amen, somebody. In a society where business executives seek to enrich themselves at the expense of workers, Darrell Armstrong has been God's man, living what he preaches and teaches. In a society where too many pastors and preachers sell out for a seat at the table of the power brokers, Darrell Armstrong believes above all else in the power of the Word of God. Pastors and priests around the world are under attack for their conduct and for the lack of prophetic presence in the world. But here is a preacher and prophet that stands head and shoulder above the norm and represent the interests of God-fearing men and women everywhere. He's God's man. Men of God give priority to other men of God. Don't seek fame and prestige, but are more content just to serve. God man doesn't seek material riches, but he is content with the rich blessings that come from serving the Lord. So we've come today to honor God's man, selected and appointed here to serve. Paul, in our text this morning, tells us how we are to treat God's man. Paul said we are to respect those who work hard among you. This preacher has worked hard, preached hard, served hard, and loved hard. So respect is not a mere word. It is packed with a profound meaning. Respect means that you have examined the background of the person and find that they meet the standard. Respect means that in examining all of the experiences, the standards are met. Respect means that the conduct is clean and beyond criticism. Respect means that the character is above reproach. Respect means that the reputation is sterling. When we come and have one among us who meet those standards and we do with our honoree, we are to honor him. Oh, come on, give him another hand of applause. We are to honor him. We should not look for things to find fault with. So often in our churches, we look for things that we can find fault with. So often we are quick to listen to a rumor, to listen to gossip, to listen to loose talk. Many pastors have been handicapped because of false rumor, uncontrolled gossip, and untruth. If the standards are met, Paul says, respect them. Darrell Armstrong has earned the respect of preachers, prophets, teachers, and leaders all across the city and country and around the world. I believe this man of God has met the test, and we owe him respect. Then Paul says we ought to hold him in high regards. This is an interesting and complex phrase. High regards mean issue after issue, event after event, struggle after struggle. They have met all the tests. High regards mean that all the experiences are positive. High regards means that in spite of all the stuff going on around and about, this man of God is still standing flat-footed and preaching God's word. High regards mean that in spite of Satan's attempt to steal the glory, God's man stand with his reputation intact. How would God mean that in spite of the lion's den, thank you, Lord, in spite of it all, God has brought this man through it all. And the church is better because of his being used by God in this church at this time. Praise his holy name. Finally, Paul asks us to love him. Oh, I don't mean the kind of love that causes you to put a dollar in the plate, a penny flower on his lapel, a spiritual a ticket to a special event. I mean the kind of love that never has to apologize. Never has to apologize. The kind of love that remains strong in spite of human weaknesses. Thank you, Lord. Love that will remain strong when the mind is not as sharp or the body is not as vibrant. Thank you, Lord. Love that is so strong it removes obstacles. Lord, mountains and raises up valley. Love that is unselfish, uncompromising, and forgiving. Love that is there anyhow. Anyhow means I'm going to love Darrell Armstrong even though a few years ago he didn't call my name when he should have. Anyhow means I'm going to love him even though I was never asked to chair that committee that I was just the right person for. Anyhow means I'm going to love Darrell Armstrong even when he didn't say thank you every time I thought he should have said it. Anyhow means that because he's God's man, I'm going to love him because he's God's man and because he represents God in all that he does. So Paul asked us to respect, hold in high regard, and love God's man. Well, why are we do these things? First, when we do so, we honor ourselves. We have an opportunity to respect others, hold them in high regard, and love them. We do a great deal for ourselves. Love him because he's going to help you. Love him because it's going to help you. Don't go to sleep on me. When we let God's Spirit dwell in us and we view others as they really are, God really blesses us. So often we have this view of others that's not really consistent with reality. I recall often, Mr. Mayor, when I was mayor, of reading the newspapers and wondering whom they were talking about. That's not me, I would say. But so often we create in our own minds what people are like and we proceed on that assumption. So even though who earn respect don't receive it because of our misperception, it is our responsibility to get to know people as they really are. When we do that, we have honored ourselves because God wants us to give honor to others when it is due. The more time we spend in getting to know others before passing judgment, the better off we are. We have sought the truth and found it, and we are the beneficiary. Finally, when we give respect, hold in high regard, and love and honor God's man. When we honor God's man, we honor God. When we respect God's man, we honor God. When we hold God's man in high regard, we honor God. When we show love to God's man, we honor God. It is true that since creation, God has found his special people to do his work. Whether it's in a nation or in a local church, God selects his people to carry out his work. He called Abraham to be the father of many nations. He called Moses to lead the Hebrew people out of bondage. He called David to be a man after his own heart. He called David to be a man after his own heart. I repeated that. I know that. He called Solomon, Elijah, and Isaiah, and Micah, and Jeremiah, and Amos, and Ezekiel. Thank you, Lord. He called, thank you, Lord, Bill Armstrong to be pastor of this church some 15 years ago. He called him for a special time and for a special reason. He called him because he was a man with a vision. There were men that God sent on a special mission. So we honor the contribution of the saints of old and of the present. When we do that, we honor God. Those who call are able to blend the harsh truths of sin with compassion. They're able to look beyond reality and see faith. They're able to, by words and deeds, transform despair into hope. They're able to approach problem solving with a calm presence and godly wisdom. And we should be careful not to get in the way of those God has called. God specializes. Listen, church, God specializes in then removing roadblocks and obstacles to his plan. God called Daryl Armstrong to this place at this designated time, and for the years he has preached prophetic message. How Thurman wrote, the time and place of a man's life on earth is a time and place of his body, but the meaning or significance of his life is as far-reaching and redemptive as his gifts, his dedication, and his response to the man of his time. So respect, hold in high regard, and love him more and more each year. Thank you, Lord. I text my wife this morning. She was asleep. I text her this morning when I was getting ready to come here and said that these 54 years and 7 months have been sweeter each and every single day. And so these 15 years should get sweeter and sweeter every single year. Every single year. So respect him and hold him in high regard. As we honor this man of God, we honor God. We need to honor God because of how he uses us. We need to honor God because how he blesses us. We need to honor God because he died for our salvation. We honor him because he sent his special man along to fill in the rough, to level off the road, to lower the mountains. He sent this man to make our lives more complete. He uses pastors to fashion and shape us, using them to be our example, to be our models, to be our standards. And Daryl Armstrong has met all of that. Come on, give him another hand. Come on, give him another hand. For this morning, we honor God because he sent Daryl Armstrong our way. Just for a little while. We honor him because he gave us just what we needed when we needed it. So on this day of his 15th anniversary, we praise God for you, Pastor. We praise God for you. We adore him. We magnify the name of the Lord. We glorify the name of the Lord. We love the sound of his name. So we thank him. Well, let me close by telling you that we serve a mighty God. And I'm so glad. Aren't you glad? Oh, wake up. Come on, wake up. Aren't you glad that God is on your side? Oh, I'm so glad that God is on my side. Paul reminds us as he closes out this chapter, and no matter what happens, keep on thanking God because of Jesus Christ. Thank him in good time. Thank him in difficult time. Thank him for success. And thank him when there is failure. Thank him for the mountains. Thank him for the valley. I thank you, Jesus. I thank you, Jesus. I thank you, Lord. You brought us, oh, you brought us from a mighty long ways. You brought us from slave ships to spaceships. You brought us a mighty long ways. You brought us, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, from cotton fields to corporate boardrooms. You brought us a mighty long ways. You brought us from the outhouse to the White House. Somebody ought to praise him. Somebody ought to praise him. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for bringing us. Thank you, Lord, for keeping us. Thank you, Lord, that even when we did not deserve it, you brought us anyhow. You took this tongue-tied boy from a sharecropping farm in Seaboard, North Carolina, and made him mayor of the fourth largest city. And then you promoted him and made him a preacher's man. Oh, come on and praise him. And he knows, as I know, that the essence of what this is all about, what we know is the same God who gave us all that we have, who made the world out of nothing and directed the movement of the sun, moon, and stars, who gave us voice and gave us hearing, who gave us the ability to reason and reproduce, and who in the fullness of time put on flesh and showed up, thank you, Lord, showed up in a little town called Bethlehem in a virgin womb, thank you, Lord, and took on all our stuff. He grew up in a blue-collar neighborhood, was baptized in a river called Jordan, and tempted 40 days in the desert. And then he did something that we ought to do. Thank you, Lord. He went about doing good stuff. This pastor goes about doing good stuff. He went about healing the sick. Thank you, Lord. Healing the sick, the lame, and the blind. Thank you, Lord. And just for us, he submitted himself to a cruel death on Calvary. And God gave him a name above every name. And at the sound of his name, every knee shall bow, every tongue confess that he is, Christ the Lord. So we want to thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We want to thank him for sending this preacher who preached God's word with a clear sound, so those who are lost can be saved. And not our name, but in His name. And not the mayor's name, but in His name. Not the governor's name, but in His name. Not the president's name, but in His name. We have a treasure in jars of clay. Shall show them as all surpassing power. It's from God and not from us. Make a clear sound in His name. So what I know is that this pastor been going around making a clear sound in His name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for this pastor. Well, let me close by saying I'm so glad that God called me to preach. I'm so glad that He looked beyond my faults and saw all of my needs. I'm so glad that Mr. Mayor, I have a new boss now. Thank you, Lord. I have a new boss now. And He gave me, thank you, Lord, just what I needed. Thank you, Lord. He looked beyond my faults and saw all my needs. He gave me a new benefit package. And in that package, thank you, Lord, I have grace and mercy. He gave me a new pension plan. Thank you, Lord. And one of these days, it won't be very long. I'm going to fly away and see Him face to face. And when I see Him, I want to thank Him for pastors just like you, for prophets just like you, for visionaries just like you. I want to thank Him for God's man. You are Reverend Darrell Armstrong. You are God's man. You are God's man. You are God's man. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for sending to Shiloh Baptist Church in Trenton, New Jersey. God's man, a visionary who believes in God, who trusts in God, who is God's man. Come on, give him a hand of praise. Oh, it's all right to praise Him. There's nothing wrong with praising Him. Nothing wrong with praising Him. I extend now an invitation to discipleship. On this 15th anniversary of this pastor, there's no better time to come and connect with this church. I have it on good accord that Shiloh Baptist Church in Trenton, New Jersey is the best church north of heaven, south of heaven, east of heaven, and west of heaven. The best church there is. So if you hear Him and don't know Him, we invite you to come. Give your hand to the officers. But give your heart to the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Won't you come? Won't you come? If you raise your hand, I'll walk with you. If you raise your hand, I'll come where you are and walk down front with you.
Oh, my brother. Or you may be here, you may be here and you may have backslidden. God is a second chance and a third chance and a fourth chance and a fifth chance, God. And you may be here and belong somewhere else. We invite you to come. I want you to come.
Come on.
I want you to come.
We offer Christ to you, oh my brother. We offer Christ to you, oh my sister. He will give you brand new life, new life from underneath.
Oh, won't you come, won't you come?
Oh!